Good morning and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. We know products by their slogans, right? So Eric, play along with me here, okay? Tell me which product this is. Be all you can be.
That'd be the U.S. Army.
Yeah, I won't sing it, but we all know the little tune. The best part of waking up is?
Folgers in your cup.
That's right, Folgers in your cup.
I don't know if anybody still drinks it.
I was just going to say, I don't know, we might want to say something other than Folgers nowadays, right? But we're going to be talking about slogans today and how that ties in with retirement, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And today on our show, as always, Eric will give you experienced advice on how to plan for your retirement. He wants to help you plan a secure retirement. He has a passion for helping others. And so we do recognize products with only their logos, which is just amazing to me. No words. And I know when your boys were little and they saw the golden arches, they knew what that meant, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. For a while there, I thought when I first had my first son that, you know, wow, he can read stuff.
Yeah.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
And he can read Walmart or other things. And then, yeah, you realize, oh, he just associates the picture with the logo of the picture with the store. So he can
right.
see the store name and not really reading the sign.
Right. But it's just amazing that things that are just so simple we can relate to. Even the jingles in your head, you know. We know simple things sell, but retirement is anything but simple. It's complicated. So a retirement planner needs to be focusing more on developing a relationship with you and a complete plan and not just trying to sell something. So, Eric, let's talk about why retirement planning should be more about being sold a product.
Well, no, all you have to do is follow that green line and, you know, Fidelity will show you everything, right? If you just follow that green
yeah,
line, that's
yeah.
what they have on their commercials,
uh-huh,
right? Well,
that's right.
I don't know if it's a very weird version of the old brick road, but
something
around that way. And so the hardest part is really, I mean, why are we all striving to have a retirement? Why are we all wanting to be there? I mean, it's about the dreams, right? It's all the stuff you want to do, that bucket list, the European River Cruise, the Machu Picchu trip, or, you know, whatever that big things that you've been wanting to do all your life, or maybe it's just going to see all the national parks, or, you know, there's lots of different bucket list type of items or things that people want to do in retirement. And then what you need to do is think back, okay, what do I need? Well, I need to have income coming in. I need to have money coming in. I need to make sure my money's growing. I need to make sure it's safe. It doesn't get lost all in the stock market. And then you go down to the tools, the products, right? And that's the hard part is most people are always, I mean, even people coming up to me, oh, what's the best product today? Or what's this, you know, what annuity? Or what should I buy life insurance? Should I, you know, invest in this mutual fund? It's like, I can't answer these things. It's just like those stupid drug ads, you know, ask your doctor about this. Why? I don't even have any of those ailments. Why do I need to talk to my doctor? So, you know, that's the hard part is people are so focused on product that, you know, it's like they're building the roof and they haven't even built the walls yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta have that, the whole thing. You have to have a plan. And that's really where I think a lot of people mess up is they're so focused on products and they forget about what's the strategy and then what product should I use to fulfill that strategy I need.
So, Eric, as someone's preparing their journey for retirement, do you have some kind of a list or a report of something that they could go through and make sure they've done the right things before they actually jump into retirement?
Yeah, we actually have a retirement checklist. So just kind of like when you go to the store and you want to make sure you get all the stuff you need and you don't have to go, dang, I forgot about that. Well, you also don't want to be doing that in retirement because that's a lot worse when you mess up and forgot, oh, I should have had retirement income.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Hopefully it wouldn't be that bad. But yeah, so if you wanted to get a copy of this checklist, it's very simple to get. All you have to do is text the word checklist. That easy. Just checklist, all one word, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184, and we'll send you a link to download that report. Don't worry, we're not going to spam you out or anything else like that. You know, or if you wanted to go on our website, you can get it directly there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So tell us, what do you first focus on when someone comes in and where your process starts?
Yeah, well, our process is called the Worry Less Wealth process, where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, because my mom was always worried about everything. She was our chief worrying officer. And so she wanted to know, where's my money going to come from? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And so that's really what inspired the name and the process. And really the first meeting's really simple. It's just asking, you know, what got you here? Where have you come from? And, you know, where are you trying to get to, type of thing, right? So, you know, what have you done so far in life in terms of savings, investing? What's the concerns? What are the goals? And, you know, where do you really see yourself in 5 and 10, 15 years? And, you know, how can we help somebody get there? You know, what are the pieces of the puzzle that we need to put into place to make sure that actually works and gets you to where you want to be? And so really the first meeting is just really about that. So you get figuring out those, like I mentioned earlier, those dreams, you know, what are those big things that you're shooting for? What are the values that you care about for your family? And then it's more about, okay, what strategies do we need to implement? What have you already taken care of, but what's still lacking? And then we go from there. Then the next meeting is actually where we actually show you what course you're on and where you're headed. And then at least you can say, okay, at least now I know where I'm going. If it's a bad direction or not the direction you want to go, well, at least now you know you can make a course correction and get on back on track. So a lot better to know that sooner than later before you go down the trail too far and realize you're going the wrong direction. So, so that's really what we focus on is just, you know, what's the goals? What are you trying to achieve? And then we go from there.
Why is it that so many people settle for this cookie cutter plan for retirement?
Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, yeah, my doctor just put me on this medication? Have you ever heard somebody then respond, or have you ever responded, oh, I want some of that too?
Maybe.
Pretty rare.
Yeah,
pretty rare. I guess in some cases
rare.
There might be, yeah. You know. But
if it's a miracle drug, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. If all of a sudden they look 5 or 10 years younger, then maybe that might work. But, you know, just because somebody else has heart issues doesn't mean you should be taking heart medication too. and that's the ridiculous part about really how people come across with financial planning is they talk to whoever. And sometimes, I mean, the part that blows me away is sometimes I ask, oh, tell me about that person. Oh, yeah, they have no money or something. You find out. And it's like, hold it. Why are you listening to this person for financial advice? And actually, I don't mind people having their adult children come in and talk to us and be a part of the conversation because that's just more bouncing off ideas. So that, to me, I think is totally smart. Part I don't like is when people just all of a sudden say, oh, yeah, well, this person just did that. So, yeah, I figure I should be doing that, too. You know, it's like, yeah, well, your 30-year-old just bought some life insurance and he's got 20, 30 years before he needs the money. Yeah, why does mine grow that fast? Well, because you're 60, right? I mean,
yep.
There's some reality checks that people, I think, kind of fail on and don't really pay attention to. So, really, I mean, everything in retirement planning, it has to be personal. It has to be custom. It cannot be something off the shelf or it's just not going to work. I mean, not when you're in your 50s and 60s. That's when you need really real planning and real idea. And so that's why I created the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So that way we can actually start building that blueprint, showing you how to build that retirement and then finally actually implement it, make sure you're going to, you know, live the life you want to live, have fun, enjoy life, and not have to be worried about your stock portfolio, not having to worry about market crashes or where my next check is going to come from. That allows you to really, really be present in retirement and enjoy retirement. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to, you know, give us a call and just find out about us and sit down with us, you can either do it over the phone or online or in person. But if you want to take a little bit of time to really take care of yourself, all you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you in danger of not having enough money to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Eric Heckman, the president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, invites you to a complimentary dinner event that will cover important topics that you should consider when planning for your retirement. Eric will show you how to protect your savings from volatility in the next big market downturn. You'll also discover some of the best ways to insulate yourself from the exploding national debt and the higher taxes needed to pay for it, ways to create retirement income, and how to plan for health care and long-term care. This special event will be at Fiorillo's in Santa Clara on Wednesday, November 6th or Thursday, November 7th at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend, but space is limited and reservations are required. So call now 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services provided by Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc.
We are so glad to have you with us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, so they will put you first. Their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so that you can worry less in retirement. All right, Eric, here we are. We are ready for another financial fail. You always enlighten us every week with something that has happened to or with some retiree that you know of. And I know you don't want it to happen to anybody else. We always learn from our mistakes or the mistakes of others. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, it's really more about not a financial fail, except for the fact that it kind of kills your retirement. And that's rental property.
Oh.
Obviously, real estate in California has done phenomenal, except for, of course, the downturn there. If you bailed during the 06 to 2010 range, you may have not made too much or done very well then. But if you held on to it and you've held it for a long time, real estate can be fantastic. But the problem with rental property is you got to run it. You got to manage it. So I find most people, first of all, manage it themselves. And then lots of times they're having to hire the handyman, or they are the handyman. And, I actually had a client that was telling me about, somebody who's met with us, and he was telling us about this great trip he was about to take. And it was going to be this 3-week trip around the world kind of thing, or not around the whole world, but, going to a bunch of countries. And he was really excited about it. And then the next month he calls us and it's like, aren't you supposed to be out of town on your trip? And he had problems with his rental property. So he had to cancel his trip just to take care of his rental property.
Oh, how
all right,
sad.
First of all, at least hire a property manager.
Right.
That'd be one solution. But the other thing is, do you really still want to own that property in retirement? When we really did the numbers on his property, he was making about 2 to 2.5% return on the equity of the property. So in other words, if you just look at what's his total net result. So in other words, all his rents minus all the expenses, what is he really netting compared to how much equity if he sold that place today? And it was about 2 to 2.5%. Now, granted, the appreciation can be phenomenal, but you can't live and enjoy appreciation. You live and enjoy income. And one of the things that people can do is they can do a tax-free transfer into a special type of an investment for out of rental property where you can just get the income. And most all of those are right around 5 to 5.5%. And so if you're doing something like this, it's a special type of real estate in purchase. But if you're buying one of these types of properties, these Delaware statutory trust properties, you just get the check. You don't get phone calls. You don't get anything else. You just get the money. And that's really what you want in retirement. So, I think the fail is people trying to run properties when they're older. They don't have the energy anymore for it. They don't have the passion for it. And they really could be making a lot more money for themselves. And they still could, change their property without having to pay tax too. So that's the other big key. So yeah, there's a lot of options to do that, but we've had clients that have doubled the amount of income that they were getting from their previous property just by doing, investments like that. And so, it is possible to make a lot more that way and have a lot less stress.
Take us back to what it's called, the Delaware what program?
So the type of investment is a DST or Delaware Statutory Trust. And so it's just a type of real estate investment that you can take real property, in other words, deeded property, and still own it, because you can't put your money into like a real estate investment trust, like a REIT, because that's more like a stock or a mutual fund, but you have to do something where you actually own it. And so, you know, those are something that if somebody wants to, you know, info on, yeah, they can obviously always text us or just go on the wealthcreatorradio.com or just text us the question at 800-454-1184. You know, we'll get more information for sure.
So I want you to explain what a withdrawal strategy is in a retirement plan and why that's so important.
Well, can you imagine coming home and saying, "Hi, spouse, I just did it." What'd you just do? I just quit.
Oh, what? No.
Where's the paycheck? Where's the money? Hold on, what? You know, why'd you just do it? Oh, yeah. I saw an ad for Nike and, you know.
They told
sounded
me to.
Good. I saw the little meme online and, you know, went for it. No, yeah. So you don't want to just do it blindly. That's for sure. So really, when you're talking about withdrawal strategies, you know, you just don't want to just do it either. You don't want to just say, hey, I need this much money. And, you know, like the crazy ones is how much different people's spending is compared to what they thought. I had somebody email me an updated budget and it went from 8,000 to 19,000. I'm all, what?
What?
So I'm like,
lot.
That's a little off. So that's one of the things is with withdrawal strategies, or if you just start taking out money, what if you just run out in 5 or 10 years? I mean, that's the number one fear of all retirees in terms of retirement is number one fear is running out of money. Every single thing that you ever see on those. And so, you know, what you really need to know is how you're going to withdraw the strategy, you know, have a withdrawal strategy of which types, how much, first of all, how much can you take out? And then secondly, when should you be taking out that money? Because one thing you don't hear most financial advisors talk about is your tax allocation. You know, how is your taxes allocated against your various accounts? And so depending on when you retire, maybe you should be taking some money out of your IRAs early because it's in a lower tax bracket than if you wait till later. You know, there's lots of different things you should be looking for. When should you touch your Roth versus your regular IRAs? When should you be selling stocks and bonds and investment type stuff that have cost basis and gains? Again, you know, if you have a withdrawal strategy that incorporates all this, then you know you're going to have that money. You know you're going to have that last for the rest of your lifetime. And usually one of the secrets that you pretty much all these academic studies are coming up with is saying you got to have some guaranteed lifetime income. So if you don't have a pension on your own and you don't want to depend only on Social Security and the U.S. government for your well-being, then you probably want to set up your own lifetime income on top of that. So there's a lot of planning that goes involved and, you know, and that's really where yeah, you need to have some sort of idea of how to get that income. You know, how can you bridge that income gap and where does that money come from? And, you know, so what we did is we actually created a report called the Income Bridges. And it's something that we can send to you, no cost, no obligation. We don't spam you out. We don't text you a bunch or do anything else. We don't go talk to your neighbors, I guess, or whatever, stalk you on Facebook, nothing like that. So all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184, or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
So, Eric, how do you help someone figure out how much they can afford to take out of their retirement accounts every single year and not run out of money?
Well, it's really about splitting your money into three different ways. One is foundational stuff. So this is stuff that's guaranteed by either the U.S. government, banks, insurance companies, something where it can't get lost. And that principle cannot go away. The reason why you need that is it's so critical is you need to have options. Because if everything's in the market and the market tanks, you're going to have problems. I have a friend who's a financial advisor down south, and he had a guy come to him in 1999, and he was super aggressive, and he said, "No, you're not really a great fit for me." And he goes, "Well, you know, I'm only taking out $50,000 out of my $1 million a year, you know, I can take risk." And he's like, "Nah, I don't agree with what you're doing." 3 years later, the guy came back. His $1 million, he took $150,000 out of it. It was worth $450,000.
Oh dear!
He only took
5%
out for 3 years, yeah. But guess what? That lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so yeah, if you've got options, then if you got some foundational income on those bad years, you can take it from there. But if you have no options, then you're really stuck. And then the other type of money is having something that pays you some stable dividends, something that's paying you money on an ongoing basis. And that way you got cash flow. And so that way you're not having to raid the cookie jar and sell shares and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, that's the first step to really how to know how much you can take out, is at least have it first allocated correctly. Then you can figure out, okay, where should I be taking my money? How much can I be taking out? But if you have no options, you're really in a lot of trouble.
So then what about this? Because taxes are going to impact, you know, from where you take money out of. Tell about how taxes can impact our retirement and what we can do about it, Eric.
Yeah, so the stupidest thing about my profession is how most people in my profession say we don't give any tax advice. But they talk about IRAs, 401ks, capital gains, you know, retirement plans. They talk about taxes all day long, and then they don't give you tax advice. What people really need is they need a blueprint. They need to have some sort of way to figure out, how do I build this? How do I create this? And that's what we've done. We've created the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we go over that income plan, that making sure your money doesn't run out. We go over that investment plan, the tax plan, which is so critical, healthcare and legacy issues. Talk about what your goals and dreams are. Have a second one where we show you what plan you're on right now, and then tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, no obligation, no cost. All you do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book that Worry Less Wealth visit online right now at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Today we're talking about how simple sells when it comes to advertising, but simple isn't necessarily better when it comes to a retirement plan. However, Apple's ad slogan might make sense for your retirement plan because it's think different. Eric, let's talk about why we should think differently about our money in retirement. What's really changing here?
Well, you know, the big thing is math is different. Because math is not money. It does not work necessarily correctly on the withdrawal side of things. On the accumulation side, it does make sense because it's still going to be there. But once you start withdrawing things, then reality sets in. You know, when did you take that money out? Was it at the end of 2017 where the market was doing great? Or was it the end of 2018 where the market had a big loss that year? So which time frame was it, and how did that affect your portfolio? So, you know, you really do need to think differently about how you withdraw that money. One of the examples we use quite often in some of the talks that we do and a lot of the live events we do is we go over a Vanguard, basically S&P 500 fund, and we look at it from 2000 to 2017. And then we do it backward from 2017 to 2000. Identical returns when you're accumulating money. But when you're withdrawing money, under one scenario, the $500,000 that was in there ended up being $70,000. And that under the other direction, the $500,000 became $700,000 after taking out money from 2000 to 2017 for almost, you know, 20 years there.
Wow.
So one person's almost out of money. One person's actually ahead. And it's the same investment.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the only difference? There's only one possible answer, and it's luck.
Luck.
It's a very technical term, luck, yes. And so it's, I mean, officially in jargony, it's the sequence of returns, but who really cares about that type of title? Really what it is you might be really messed up if you're the one who's about to run out of money. And now, by the way, you're in your 80s, early 80s. So, you know, that's why you got to really think differently and really know and have a plan for how to get that money out in a safe manner and understand the difference between withdrawal time frame versus accumulation, because I'd say about 80 to 90% of everybody in the financial advising business is all focused on just accumulating money, and they're not talking to you about how to get the money back out. And there's plenty of minefields, and you don't want to go step on one of those.
Right. So true. Now, a lot of people leave a job, you know, they switch jobs, go to somewhere else, and they have those retirement accounts. What should we do with those accounts if we switch a job, or even when we decide to retire? What should we do?
Well, you really need to get those all into IRA formats. So IRA, individual retirement account, any type of plan can be rolled over into that. So it's a 401k, 403b, 457. There's all these different fours. So all the fours can become IRAs. And so that makes it easy. And especially once you hit 70 and a half, you really want to have those all in IRA format, because otherwise, once you hit that required minimum distribution and you have to be taking out money, it's really complicated if you've got 401ks and IRAs both. So, I mean, I'm working with one person right now who we want to take some money out. He's got some company stock in a 401k, and that's one of the few times you want to be very careful if you've got company stock, because he's got a huge gain, and we can withdraw the money, and then we can count that as his required minimum distribution. The problem is he's got an old 401k at another company that he left, and he never rolled it to an IRA. Well, now he has to take that money out, because the rules say if you have two 401ks, you have to take money out of both of them.
Oh.
If you've got two IRAs, you can pick just one, or you can do it from both. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, only the 401k has that rule where if you're hit retirement, you have to take money out of every single 401k you have. So, yeah, rolling into an IRA is a lot better. Then you get to pick and choose where you want it. If you want to have some foundational money in that where it's guaranteed, if you want to have some steady income where it's earning 5, 6, 7% a month, those are options that are now available in the IRA world, but not in the 401k world. So, again, you know, you want to know about all these retirement planning issues. You want to know about how to plan and what types of changes you should be doing today. And so really what we've done is we've come up with a real quick PDF report, about 10, 15 pages, which is top retirement planning issues. And all you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, Eric, you always talk about making sure that we are diversified with our retirement accounts. How do you help people make sure that their accounts and their investments are diversified?
Well, one of the first things we do when we sit down with somebody, we do that worry less wealth visit, and we're talking about what their goals and dreams are. And we ask them, what kind of, you know, volatility can you handle? How much ups and downs? How big a roller coaster do you want to be on? And then what we do is for that next meeting, we actually analyze their overall portfolio. And especially if you've worked at more than one company and you've got IRAs or 401ks in various spots, or especially if you're married and you both obviously have your own accounts at work, there's a lot of what we call stock overlap. And so what that is that's where maybe you've got, say, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 mutual funds, and you think they're all very different, and then we find out that 8 or 9 of them are all buying the same stocks. So you feel like you're diversified because you see these various funds, but then they're all going and buying the same stuff. So
that's,
you know,
no good.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's really if everybody, you know, is doing the potluck and everybody signs up to bring drinks, and you know, you get there and there's no food and but tons of stuff to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, okay, well, that's not exactly a very good party. That's not going to be a very good meal.
No.
And that's really what's happening with people when they're talking about their portfolio is they think they're diversified because they've got all these different people bringing stuff. Unfortunately, they're all bringing the same stuff. Mm-hmm. And so if that few companies go down, they all go down together. And so that's going to really have a huge effect. So, yeah, one of the things is to do an analysis. I think it's probably tougher for more people on their own to do this just because, you know, you need the software to kind of look at it. But, you know, looking at how much do you have in large and small company, U.S., international, all that stuff you really want to pay attention to.
So should we get our money entirely out of the stock market once we do retire, Eric? What's your view on that?
We have most people today, they're going to have a very long retirement, very high odds of 30 years. Last stats I've seen, a married couple age 65, it's 50% chance at least one of them makes it to 92, which is 27 years. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
So you need to still have that money growing. You can't just say, hey, let's throw it all in the bank and just keep it all safe, unless you've got a lot of money. And so, you know, really what you want to do is, again, spread it out between the foundational stuff that can't go away, and then have that market money, and in between have that steady income. And then that steady income is just putting off cash flow, so it's not making you have to cash stuff in. So, again, it all goes back to having a plan. And if that's something you'd like to do and sit down with us, all you have to do is text the word visit. What we'll do is we'll sit down, have that Worry Less Wealth talk. We'll go through, create that, show you what plan that you have right now, even though you don't know what it is. All you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you in danger of not having enough money to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Eric Heckman, the president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, invites you to a complimentary dinner event that will cover important topics that you should consider when planning for your retirement. Eric will show you how to protect your savings from volatility in the next big market downturn. You'll also discover some of the best ways to insulate yourself from the exploding national debt and the higher taxes needed to pay for it, ways to create retirement income, and how to plan for healthcare and long-term care. This special event will be at Fiorillo's in Santa Clara on Wednesday, November 6th or Thursday, November 7th at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend, but space is limited and reservations are required. So call now 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services provided by Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc.
We're so glad to have you here for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Today we're talking about how simple may sell, but your retirement needs to be anything but simple. So, all right, Eric, I have another little quiz for you regarding products and slogans, okay? There are some things that money can't buy. For everything else, there is
a MasterCard.
MasterCard, right? Everybody remembers that slogan. So money is definitely important in a retirement, but there is more to it than just dollars and cents. In fact, these are some things that money can't buy. Confidence, happiness, more time. We would all like that. So, Eric, how can creating a plan help give us that freedom to focus on all those things that bring us true joy?
Wow. I've met with some people that have them describe what they do. And literally, I had one person come in here one time, and he spent 4 hours every morning looking at his portfolio, looking at his money, and then he'd go out and have retirement.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's half a day. I mean,
yeah.
Daylight.
So he spent half his day just seeing if he could still be retired, and every day. That's craziness. You know, that is not being retired. That's just about super anxious and freaked out all the time. And so that's not what I would ever want to have. I mean, if I was freaking out that much, I'd go get a job. Stop being retired, right? So that's not a fun experience at all. So I think that's one of the problems that people don't really think about it is, you know, how much having confidence can make you not have to, I mean, just not having to worry. I mean, literally, that's why our process is called Worry Less Wealth, is because when you're not worried, then you're there. You know, so many people, especially with phones and everything else, so many people aren't present anymore. They're always someplace else. And so how do you be present? Well, if you've got no worries about the money and you're just more worried about, should we do this trip or that trip first? those are good worries, right? Those are ones you want to have.
Right.
And so that's, I think, the biggest problem is people don't really think about the fact that if they have a cohesive plan, they have stuff figured out, they take the time, then their retirement's going to be so much more fun and so much more enjoyable. That's, I think, the biggest issue is how do you structure stuff so you don't have to be freaking out, that you don't have to be looking at that portfolio every day, not even every week. I mean, every month, okay, you could do that. But you should not have to be checking on a daily basis, because then you're working on retirement instead of being in retirement.
And again, that's something that you don't want people to do. You don't want them to be fretting in retirement.
Well, you know, again, it's finding out what do they want to be doing. I mean, some people don't want to travel because they travel too much for their job and they just want to have some time with family and friends and hobbies. And all right, well, how expensive is the hobby? You know, what type of things that you're doing for that? And other people want to travel. Okay, well, how much is those different things going to cost you, you think? And let's add in a budget for the travel. Because that's the one that really messes people up lots of times. Is they say, oh, I only need, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 a month. And then they want to take $20,000 trip every year. Okay, well, if you do that on a monthly number, guess what? You need a lot more monthly. And so we need to have those numbers calculated in there. So once you have that all laid out, once you know all those different numbers, it's very easy with some good software that we have, the inflation and everything else adjusted in there. Is the money going to last or not? And if it's not going to last, well, do you run out when you're 90 or do you run out when you're 70? Huge difference between those two. And so that's what you want to really know is what. And then if it is running out very soon, okay, you got to either spend less, move someplace cheaper, work longer. You know, let's figure out some solutions about that. Again, it's all about taking the time and looking at that and figuring it out today before it happens versus, oh my gosh, I'm really messed up here and how can you help me? Well, yeah, we can't invent money for you.
You're
so
right.
You got to do this ahead of time.
Eric, are people surprised that you don't start off with a question when they come in, how much have you saved for retirement?
Well, again, it's not as critical. It may sound weird, but you know, it is what it is, right? There's nothing we can do about that part of things. We can only help you go on from here. Really, what we want to know is, you know, what are you trying to achieve? Because I've got one client, she just loves being at home, loves not doing much, just goes, sees friends here and there, but she can live on like $2,500 a month. You know, our house is paid off and everything, so if I'd asked her how much have she saved for retirement, it may have sounded like she doesn't have much. But she doesn't need much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So what is your situation? What are your goals? And what are your dreams? And that's really what you want to do is figure out, you know, what do I want to be doing in retirement? It's kind of like, what do I want to be when I grow up? But kind of different. Right? Now that I'm grown up, now what I want to do, you know. And it's funny because so many people at first are nervous about it. And then afterwards, they're like, I don't know how I had time to work. Almost everybody who retires, that's within about a year, they'll tell me that. They don't know how they used to have time to work. And again, so that's what you want to do is you want to figure out what you want to be doing. And again, having a checklist can really help out. So having those lists of items, what do I need to have for retirement all set in place? And then start thinking about the fun stuff that you want to be doing too, and the family and the values, all those things. But you know, if you want to get a copy of this checklist, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184, and we'll send you out a link so you can download it. No spamming. We're not going to bug you or anything like that. Or if you want to go online, you can go online and get it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, and I want to take it to your blueprint to worry less wealth. This is what you take retirees through. And one of the very last things you talk about in it is the estate or the legacy planning. So tell us how that works in your process.
Yeah, well, legacy is a lot more, you know, a lot of times people, when they think estate, they think, you know, like there's just some news on about Paul Allen's estate and all, you know, rich people's estates, right? These
right.
huge things. Estate just means all your stuff. And where your money goes, all those types of things. So legacy is really more about what do you leave behind in terms of values, in terms of, you know, how you saw the world. There's a lot more softer things. It's not all just dollars specific. You know, and one of the biggest things is who gets what junk, the sentimental stuff, you know, grandma's painting or, you know, other things. My grandfather was a worked for United Van Lines, and he had this little truck, United Van Lines truck that we all loved and thought was so cool as a kid. And my sister really told him, I want that when you pass away. And so he wrote it in there.
Oh, so, that's sweet.
So those are the things that you know, a lot of times you really want to write down. So, because those are the things that, believe it or not, cause the biggest fights, often more than money, is just your sentimental stuff that's almost meaningless to anybody else in terms of value. But in terms of, you know, for your family, there's a lot of value to it.
Oh, yeah.
And so what you want to do is you want to have that in that process. But you also want to make sure, you know, the people you want and love get the money and not somebody else, not attorneys, court fees, all that type of stuff. So we don't do the wills or trusts, but we kind of work more as your coach, and we make sure you get it done, make sure you get the assets in the right spots, because most attorneys won't do that. They'll leave you to go do all the paperwork on your own. So that's the things that you want to make sure you have, because you want to make sure your family and your loved ones get the money and not somebody else who's just going to charge a lot or go to fees and costs again.
Right. You know, one concern that probably everybody has, or at least they should be thinking about at least in retirement, is making sure that their spouse or even their family is going to be okay if something happens to them. So how do you help your retirees with this, Eric?
Well, I think us guys are probably the worst at this.
Yeah.
They look at retirement. Yeah, you answered very quickly on that. Yeah, you agreed very quickly. So, yeah, the biggest thing is lots of times you'll see, especially with Social Security timing, you'll see guys say, oh, I should just take my mom now because my check's bigger than hers, and well, then we'll get more money. Well, guess what? That's the check that you're going to last your couple's eternity. And now she's going to be stuck with a smaller check because you took it earlier. So really, that whoever has that higher of the two checks, that's the person who should be taking it later, because you want that check to be as big as it can be. Because again, as I said earlier in the show, people are going to most likely, at least one spouse, live 30 years in retirement. That's a long time. You know, what if one person gets sick and spends $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000, which is only, you know, about 2 to 4 years now of medical costs, and then leaves the other spouse to live for 15, 20 years on almost no money, or half the money that they used to have. And by the way, half the income, because one Social Security check went away. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot to be thinking about in that. And you need to have a plan for that. Not just the hunky-dory, hey, everything goes right plan, but my boys are all in Scouts. I was in Scouts, and the motto is be prepared. And you got to be prepared for the worst and hope for the best. And, you know, if that's something you like to take care of, you want to look at how to have an actual plan, no cost, no obligation, will create that blueprint to worry less wealth, will create that investment, income, tax, legacy, and healthcare strategy. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. We've come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a success story. It's a wealth success story. It's always a nice lesson to see how something's worked out for someone. So, Eric, tell us what you have today.
Well, yeah, this is just really just tax strategy and paying attention. So right now we're in probably one of the lowest tax environments we've been in a long time, and there's pretty much no likelihood that it's going to last. Well, this tax law goes away at the end of 2025, so we know it's legislated to be expiring. And so what happens when something goes on sale? Do you buy it or do you wait till it goes off sale?
Buy it on sale.
Buy it on sale.
Yeah.
But people don't like to pay taxes sooner than they have to. But lots of times you want to be doing that. And I've got more and more clients and more people that are starting to realize that Roth conversions are getting to be a huge deal and can really save you a lot of money. I've got one client who he's basically right now he's retired, but he's living off pretty much money in the bank and dividends and other things. So hasn't turned on retirement money, hasn't turned on lots of stuff. And so we figured out last year he could take out $20,000 and convert $20,000 from his traditional IRA to his Roth with a zero tax bracket. Now, most tax advisors will tell you, most financial advisors say, oh, wait till 70 to take out your money out of your IRA. Well, what bracket would it have been then?
Uh-huh.
A lot higher.
Yeah.
And so that's the issue. And so, yeah, one of the things your financial advisor should be talking to you, especially towards the end of the year, looking at your income for the year, how did it look? You know, what'd you make? You know, really just kind of sit down and just have you tell us what's going on. And you're going to be with me, actually, not somebody else.
Awesome.
With me, Eric Heckman. And we're just going to find out, you know, what's the goals? What are the dreams that you're trying to achieve? What are you trying to do for you and your family? You know, what's your timeline like if we're still working, or are you retired, or are you getting closer to retirement? And then we'll go through that and let's see if that's something where we could maybe help you or go into some more questions. Sometimes people just have some quick things and we can just end it there. But more often than not, people want to have that second appointment. There's no cost for it. And that's where we'll actually go through your analysis. We'll create that income plan. We'll look at the investments. How much risk do you have? Next crash, how bad would that be to your portfolio? Look at the tax issues along the way. Are you really doing the most that you can to pay the least tax? And then look at the healthcare issues and then the legacy issues and look at all that. And that's how we can figure out what status you're on and you know, how we can help. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. And as always, we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.